Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Erica. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you? Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Erica. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Erica, my name's Alfred Jordan. I wanted to try to file for my unemployment, but I was reading here on this paper. I don't even have my routing number or nothing like that with me. So I may have to, you know, call you back and, you know, when I got all my information.
You could apply for the, you could get the benefits card and just once you get your information, log on to your website and just update your information.
All right. All right, well, what do we need to do now? I'm lost. I ain't done nothing like this in 18 years, you know, so I'm lost.
Okay, can I have your social?
423-84-3222.
That's 423-84-3222.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I get you to verify your name and date of birth?
Alfred D. Jordan, October the 11th, 1961.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Is English your preferred language?
No.
English is not your preferred language?
Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking about. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am. I've been in the service.
Okay. What's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
And your mother's maiden name?
Irma Lee Ott.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I get you to verify the state it was issued in and the license number?
Alabama. All right, let me dig them out. Okay, and my number is 496-1479.
Okay, and if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities.
I'd rather just have it direct deposit. It would be fine.
Okay. Like I said, you can go back in there. Once we finish, you can go back in there and add your routing and account number and update your payment information.
Okay.
Can I get you to verify your mailing address?
260 Bethel Cutoff, Coffeyville, Alabama.
And your zip code?
36524.
Is your home address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am. It's the same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Can I get you to verify your phone number?
251-589-3588.
Okay. I have your mailing address as 260 Bethel Cutoff Road, Coffeyville, Alabama, 36524.
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question 1, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 104 Hunters Hill Trail, 108 Alpine Street, 1616 Nelson Road, 6699 Ryan Road, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
108 Alpine, I used to live there about 20 years ago.
Okay, which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? 4T Investments Group, Gulf Fibre Corporation, Northampton Homeowners Association, Stormproof Roofing, or none of the above?
I worked at Gulf Fibers probably about 15 years.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1991 Geo Prism, a 1994 Plymouth Acclaim, a 1997 Chevrolet G3500, a 2004 Expedition, or I have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
I think that was, the old lady had a Ford Expedition. That might have been it. It might have been a 04.
Okay.
White. You know.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
Yes, a disaster. Well, I don't know. You know how you would. You know. I got bad health problems, and and I lost my job, and you know that's the reason I'm filing for.
Okay. Last day worked.
It's been about 3 weeks ago.
Three weeks.
3 or 4 weeks ago.
Okay. So you would say around the 24th of January?
Yes, ma'am. Somewhere around in there.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Well, I just got out of the hospital, you know. I got heart problems, and then I ended up with the COVID, and Lord, girl, let me tell you, I didn't think I was going to be here today, you know. And the heart doctor's been trying to get me to go on disability, you know, because I can't hold out, you know, my breath won't hold out, you know what I'm trying to say, you
okay.
know. Thank you.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
And you say you're not available for full-time work?
If I could hold out, you know, I could do it, but that's my problem. My breath won't let me hold out, you know. You know, I'm walking at long distances and, you know, just, you know, straining, climbing, you know, all that, you know.
Okay.
My breath won't let me.
So what I put was has heart condition and difficulty breathing.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am. I was going to go and I got an appointment with the heart doctor next Friday. And I was going to see if I could get him, you know, which he done told me that he would, you know, write me up a paper and all that stuff, you know, because he'd been asking me to, you know, that I need to go on disability, you know.
Yes, sir.
And I was going to go back to him and see, what we could do, you know. You know, that's the only thing I was going to do next.
Okay. Okay, what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Well, the way things is nowadays, probably about 20 at least.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer?
I ain't in no union hall or nothing.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay. And what was your last job title?
Electrician.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No, ma'am. I just got out of the hospital here about 2 weeks ago. Well, a week and a half ago.
And what was the name of your last employer?
G.D. Copper. This is Sunny South.
And do you have that phone number?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on just a minute.
Still there?
Yes, sir.
All right.
The number is 334-637-0211.
I have 334-637-0211.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you remember your
name?
Go ahead, sir.
Lisa Phillips is the one you need to talk to.
Okay. Do you remember your start date?
Oh, Lord. No, ma'am, not right off. I was there about 8-9 years.
You said 8 or 9 years?
Yes, ma'am.
That would be like 2012, 2011.
Yes, ma'am, somewhere around in there.
You don't remember what month and day you started?
It was in June, I think around June the 26th, 27th, something like that.
You would say 2012 or 2011?
It was around 11 or 12, something. You know, I'm not for sure, you know.
Okay.
I might go find something at the house with the information on it.
What city and state was the work performed in?
Alabama.
What part of Alabama?
Sunny South.
You said
that's where I've been. That's where the plant is.
You said Sunny South?
Yes, ma'am. It's up there next to Pine Hill. It's where it is, the plant is.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation, sick, or holiday?
No, ma'am. I took all that, you know, in the hospital and you know, going to the doctor and all that stuff.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working here?
Well, a lot of it's got to do with my health, you know, missing time and, you know, and stuff like that.
Okay. Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with the help of federal income tax?
Yeah.
Okay, you have pen and paper.
Yes, ma'am.
The way to remember your PIN, it'll be the last two digits of your social and the last two digits of the year you were born. Your PIN
all
number.
Right, so that'd be,
go ahead, sir.
That'd be 2261 then.
Yes, sir.
Right. All right.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works.
All right.
Dot Alabama, which is spelled all the way out. Dot go.
All right, now say that again.
Alabama.
All right, that'd be Alabama.
Works, W-O-R-K-S. Dot Alabama. Dot gov.
All right. Gov.
G-O-V.
Okay.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
If you file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389.
All right.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524.
All right.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Mr. Jordan, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for
calling. I just hope I can get it, you know. All right.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a blessed day.
All right, you too. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.